This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
I haven't spoken for some time, so it's time to get up and talk for the next half hour or so. I'd like to link on to the comments which have been made before. I think this conference is notable for the results of transmutation experiments which have been presented. And I would agree with Francesco that these are now much more solid. I viewed this whole, I must say, this is an aspect of a field which I viewed with intense skepticism originally. We ourselves had seen some transmutations, but we realized that to make this into a to produce a publishable result from that was something which we just didn't have the resources for. I think also that the use of more complex potential profiles is a very interesting development, which we have to watch very carefully. Here I would say that you know that we worked on the Icarus systems, isoparabolic calorimetry research and utility system. That's one way of looking at it. Icarus is another way, of course, of looking at this device. And this was built to explore precisely this effect of non-steady state charging effects. But we didn't have the resources for that either. Now, I think as far as the theory is concerned, I think we have to recognize that people will circle around their patch of knowledge. This doesn't mean to say it's true, but they will circle around their expertise, their center of expertise. And I think we have to just wait for another few years and then see which of these approaches will survive. I myself, on the first day, you've probably forgotten this now, tried to point out that QED is not a consequence of anything esoteric in the lattice. It is a consequence of relativity. Now, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. We have to circle around those patches and just see which of these will survive. But I think the key point I would make is that the transmutation experiments now seem to be quite believable.
Thank you very much, Martin. There's one problem with letting Martin speak is that it's usually difficult to follow him. Although I've been following him for most of my life.